Shalom, Mishpacha. Shalom, family. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word, and that's what it means, family. We're the Mishpacha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpacha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. You know what the Holy Spirit is telling me? My guest is Dr. Loretta Blasingame, and she moves in creative miracles. Cancer doesn't stand a chance. The presence of God, I just finished reading her book, Is Anybody Up There? I haven't completed it, but I read most of it. And the thing that impressed me was every page was such a presence of God that you could be a little backslidden, you could be a little cold, and you get a hold of a book of a woman, and it's her experience of going to heaven, of dying, being given a 13-year-old's heart as an adult. And I don't mean a transplant by doctors. I mean a transplant by God, a new heart from God. Your faith will be so stretched, but it's the anointing that destroys the yoke of unbelief. And the anointing of God is on this book. The title is Anybody Up There? We're making it available for a donation of $18. But Loretta, the Holy Spirit has said to me, get out of the way and let you minister.
Okay, well, let me just talk about the book a little bit. I was just reminded of a gentleman who had never read the book. He went over to a friend's house, and she had my book on the end of the table, and he picked it up, and he said, what's that about? She told him a little bit about the book. So he asked her, do you have one I can get from you? She gave him her book, and he and his wife had separated. In fact, he told me later they were fixing to divorce. And anyway, he read the book and realized that he needed to repent and ask his wife to forgive him. And anyway, they got back together as a result of him just reading the book.
Listen, with the anointing that I've sensed on your book, all things are possible. But you really stretch people's faith with the experiences that you've had. But I want to see you minister in the Spirit. And the Holy Spirit said for me to release you to do that.
Okay. The Holy Spirit just spoke to me when you said that someone is fixing to have a heart transplant, but you are listening right now, and the Holy Spirit of God is giving you that heart transplant. He is healing your heart. He is giving you a new heart, and you will not have that transplant. And when the doctor verifies that heart and you don't have it, I want you to call or write Sid and let him know. There's someone that you have a foot problem that is very bad. In fact, you can't even walk on that foot. You're in the hospital. I see you laid in the hospital right now. The doctors are trying to decide even what to do, but you're listening, and God is healing that foot now in the name of Jesus, and you're getting a full manifestation. There's someone that your stomach, you're just eat up with cancer in your stomach, and you know it, and the doctor has told you, and you've been on chemo for 3 years, and you've gone back and forth, but God is healing you now of that cancer in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I feel the power of God coming upon you. In Jesus' name, you're a woman. You're 56 years old. Your name is Nancy, and God is healing you, Nancy, right now. And I see you just crying. Now you're being healed in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. I see two little twin boys, and these boys have asthma very bad. But these children right now are being healed in the name of Jesus. The power of God is just coming upon them and healing them in Jesus' name. And I see a minister that's listening right now. You have stepped out of ministry. You've been in ministry for 22 years. But the Lord is touching you now. You're feeling the presence of God. And man of God, you need to get back in ministry. God does forgive and he forgets. God is calling you this day back into ministry in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name.
Loretta, what do you see coming on planet Earth? What has God shown you specifically what's coming next?
Sid, the Lord has showed me that there's places he's going to lift his hand off of and there's going to be just great destruction. Storms and earthquakes and things like we've never had, but it'll be the worst we've ever had. And the Lord has showed me it will be like when The worst earthquake in San Francisco happened. The greatest move of God hit the Azusa Street. We will see great destruction, but at the same time, God is going to use his people to have the one of the greatest moves of God that we've ever had.
And yet, Loretta, in New Orleans, when Katrina hit, we had 30-day wonders. People filled the churches for 30 days, and then they went back to the way they were before.
That's true, Sid, and that was so sad because God was trying to bring people into a place with him they'd never been into yet. In fact, before that happened, the Lord showed me that we would have whole cities wiped out by flood, and he said, I'm going to cause people to turn to me and trust me because they're looking to other people, they're looking to the government, but I'm the source. And after the Lord revealed that to me, I took that to worldwide television out of Dallas. On Daystar one night, 2 weeks later, Sid, that happened. But the Lord has showed me things in different cities that were just great tragedy would happen. But God is calling people to him, Sid, because I know we are in the end times. The Lord has never, ever walked in my room and told me that. But he did last year, and he said he was sending me to cities that where great destruction would happen, but he was calling his people.
Loretta, can I ask you what are the names of some of the cities that, unless there's repentance, there'll be tragedy?
The state of California was one. He told me there would be fires and a terrible earthquake in St. Louis, Missouri. I don't know what's going to happen there. God just gave me that name, and he told me Seattle, Washington. He told me Houston would have some great tragedy through flood. He told me that some of these cities that he had actually sent men and women in there to do great revivals. He told me he would reveal these cities ahead of time, and he said, I'll have you to go and bring in the harvest.
Loretta, I believe that part of what you're supposed to do is not just release healing, not just pray for salvation, but to pray for some of the glory that rests on you to rest on the people that are listening. Would you pray for them? And another spine has just been healed in Jesus' name, and another neck has just been healed in Jesus' name.
Father, we just release this power in the presence of God, the glory of God that you have placed upon this ministry, Lord. We release it. Father, we release it to the audience now today that they will experience the power that they've never felt before, and a presence that they've never even imagined could be possible, that the glory of God would fall on them now in Jesus' name. Just receive it now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Well, I can't see anything, but I sure can sense that there is a mighty outpouring of God's Spirit. And I believe that where his Spirit is, there's liberty. And where there's liberty, there is no pain or illness or sickness or sin, for that matter. So therefore, if you're involved in known sin means you know about it. The Bible says to repent. Tell God that you're sorry, turn from it, and believe that the blood of Jesus wipes you clean. If you repent of your sins, God is faithful and just to forgive you of all unrighteousness. That then makes you righteous. It means it makes you as righteous as Jesus, not because of what you did. All you did was repent, but what he did. And once you recognize that you're righteous and that you're clean, you then can be a carrier of the presence of God. You then make Jesus your Lord and ask Jesus to live inside of you. That's called being born from above or born again. And that's the wind of the Holy Spirit that is drawing you to himself. This is your moment. It'll probably never be easier than this moment. Repent of your sins, make Jesus your Lord, start reading the Bible, get involved in a congregation where they'll teach you the word and disciple you, and get ready and postured for the greatest move of God's Spirit in history. You know, we're making available Loretta's book, Is Anybody Up There? If you thought that that was an outpouring of God's Spirit, wait, boy, someone's, I just heard pop. Someone's ear has just been opened in Jesus' name. But when you read this book, you will find yourself immersed in the presence of God. And I don't know anyone listening to my voice that doesn't need that. That's you. So I urge you to call or write today, order the book, Is Anybody Up There? It's available for a donation of $18. Loretta, is God showing you anything else?
Well, someone has cancer of the thyroid, but God is healing that. In fact, he healed it about 3 minutes ago. You're healed. You've been to the doctor, and they've told you that you have cancer of the thyroid, very bad, in the last stages, but the Lord healed you just about 3 minutes ago.
Loretta, you don't name little things. You name big things. You name life-threatening things. Is that part of your ministry?
Well, it is, Sid, because the Lord did tell me that my ministry and anointing would be for people the doctors really couldn't help.
Well, you know, Loretta, this is the Shabbat broadcast, and I want to bless everyone right now. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause his countenance to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord grant you his shalom, his completeness, in your spirit, in your soul, and in your body. In the name of the Sar Shalom, the Prince of Peace, Yeshua HaMashiach Tzidkenu, Jesus the Messiah, our righteousness.
Ya'er Adonai panav elecha v'chonecha. Yisa Adonai panav elecha v'asem lecha shalom.
If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape, or CD, of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or our archives, or subscribe to our radio and TV podcasts, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.